This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingusPower. News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. The Texas Senate is weighing a new bill that would ban the sale of virtually all consumable products containing THC. Houston Dr. Lindy McGee spoke in favor of the ban.
We are seeing more teenagers who are using these products all day, every day. And unlike nicotine, we have no effective treatment for THC addiction. I can't give medication or patches. I have no quit line that they can talk to or counselors they can talk to. It really is then just referring them to psychiatry and dealing with like a typical drug addiction.
Governor Greg Abbott vetoed a previous bill to ban THC consumables in June. Abbott now says he favors a ban on the sale to those under 21. Checking weather, tonight's going to be mostly clear, low 77 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, 99 the expected high. Right now, 95 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Federal funding for public media was cut last week, and our response is Houston Public Media's Resiliency Fund. Donations made towards the Resiliency Fund will help bridge the gap from the loss of the $2.2 million, that's about 10% annually, in federal funds that were cut. Good evening. My name is Josh Adams. I'm here with Brenda Valdivia.
Houston Public Media is facing an annual $2.2 million cut in federal funding, impacting the program and services that keep our community informed, educated, and connected. That's why we're launching the Resiliency Fund to ensure NPR news, PBS programs, and local content continue without interruption. Your support means more now than ever. Give at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.